Parsha begins in Bechukosai Teilechu, Bes Mitzvoisai Tishmeru, Vasis Moisom. Rashi says in Bechukosai Teilechu means Shtei Amelim B'Torah, should toil and work in Torah. So what does it mean? Aloshtov Teilechu, you should go work in Torah. It says Norachayim HaKodesh, which tonight, Mitzvah Shem, I'm sure we've got plenty of time. After the meal, you'll sit down and go through the Pshatim of the Rechaim HaKodesh. There's 42 Pshatim in this Pasuk you can go through from the Rechaim HaKodesh. Well, she'll tell me over Sunday morning a few of them. Now, so I'll just tell you one Pshat that he says like this. That when a person, Moshul Lamad Ovedoyma, you've got people sitting down at a chasna. Everybody's having a good time together, all dressed well, eating, enjoying themselves. Then all of a sudden, something happened outside, and they all went to look. One person remained at the table. So there's somebody who saw and says to him, why don't you go with them? And then he sees. The reason he didn't go with them is this man is crippled. He has to get into a wheelchair to be able to get anywhere. He can't go. He can't walk. So when they're sitting at the table, everybody looked the same. Everybody looked equal. All having a great time. But when it tries to get up, or has to go somewhere, that's when you see the difference between the two. You have people learning in yeshiva. You look in the Beis HaMedrash, everybody's got on their black hats, their white shirts. Everybody looks the same. Everybody's steiging. Everybody's learning. But it's when they leave the Beis HaMedrash, in Bechukosai Teilechu, when they leave, when they go other places, when it's the Motzei Shabbos, when it's the Bein Hazmanim, when it's the summer, what are they doing then? That's when you see. That's when we separate the men from the boys, the ones that really have Yiras Shamayim. In Bechukosai Teilechu, it's got to be when you leave as well. With this, we can understand a little bit also that it says, Shtei Amelim B'Torah. You get all the brachas if you toil in Torah, and then Rashi says, Emlois Ishmali, if you don't listen to me, means you are not Amelim B'Torah. You're not toiling in Torah, which means, for most of Klal Yisrael are not toiling in Torah. They're not working hard. They're not putting all their effort into learning Torah. So they're going to get the whole Teichacha. So you could understand the Pshat is, in Bechukos Telech means, Eshtei Amelim B'Torah. You have to learn and work in the Torah enough, that it's Teilechu, that you take it with you, that you keep the Halachas, you keep the Yerushimayim when you go other places. Im Lo Yisishla means that when you're learning Torah, the lessons that you learn, you don't take with you to carry into your lives. We're coming now to a Bein Hazmanim, to a summer, and that is a very dangerous time for many Bachrim. Many Bachrim, everything they've gained the whole year, they lose in the summer. There's people go up to the mountains, and they deposit their Shulchan Aruch in the Harriman toll booth, and when they come back, they pick it up on the way home again. They think there's a different Shulchan Aruch in the summer than in the winter. Always reminds me of the story, there was a person who was traveling to another town. And he was going with an empty wagon. So his friend asks him, you're going with an empty wagon in any case. Perhaps you could take some crystal. I need to be taken to the other town. So his friend says, no problem. He gives him the crystal. And he starts traveling with his wagon. What's his way to the other town? On the way, the roads were icy. The wagon slipped, went off the road, and all the crystal got broken. He comes back to town. He tells his friend, I'm sorry to tell you, all your crystal is broken. He says, you're sorry to tell me. I'm sorry to tell you. You're going to have to pay me. He says, it wasn't my fault. I'm not paying you. He says, girl, you have to pay me. And they argue. They decide, okay, we'll go to the rabbi. Let's see what the rabbi has to say. They come to the rabbi. And they say, no, what do you have to say? Whatever you say. He thinks about it and says, Lo shoma k'derech ha-shomrim. He didn't watch it. Wasn't careful enough. You have to pay. So he says, rabbi, you say I have to pay. No problem. You're the rabbi. I have a question to ask you. Tell me, you decided this on your own? Is your own idea this? He says, no, it's not my idea. I got this from Shulchan Aruch. He says, rabbi, okay, Shulchan Aruch said it. Takes out his wallet, I'm going to pay. But if you don't mind me asking another question, this Shulchan Aruch, so he made it up, yeah? He says, no, Shulchan Aruch doesn't make it up. He got it from the Shoinim, the Rambam. Oh, yeah, I heard of Maimonides, smart man, yeah. So it was his idea, right? He says, no. He learned sugyas and shas, and he got it from there. And before you ask me where he got it from, that you know, Moshe Rabbeinu went up in Shavuos Har Sinai. He was given Torah Shebikhtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. He was given all these halachas. He knew all the Gemara as well. Rabbi, I knew it. I got you. He says, what are you talking about? You said it yourself. I don't have to pay. He says, what do you mean? He says, you just said that Moshe Rabbeinu, he went up to get the Torah in Shavuos. Shavuos is in the summer. So in the summer, if you slip, it's your fault. You have to pay. But in the winter, it was not my fault. The roads were slippery. Then I'm potter from paying. People think a different Torah summer, a different Torah winter. People think a different Torah Motzei Shabbos. Or as they say by some Bachrim, Saturday night. I never heard this Lashon until I came to America. So what are you doing Saturday night? Motzei Shabbos. They change their clothing, Motzei Shabbos, to a different type of clothing. When I grew up, everybody wore Shabbos clothing, Motzei Shabbos. Rav Meir Shapiro on his yeshiva had a sign, L'chuvonim shimuli yiras Hashem alamadchem. What was shot in that sign, he explained. Because why does the pasuk say, L'chuvonim, go children. It should be, Boyabonim, come children, and I'll teach you Yerushimayim. So he says, come children, I'll teach you Yerushimayim. That's easy when you're in the yeshiva to learn Yerushimayim. The chachma is, L'chuvonim. I want it to be when you go, that the Yerushimayim I teach you, you take with you. And that's the lesson in B'chukos Teilechu, to take the Torah with you wherever you go. The pasuk says, V'nosati mishkoni b'soichichem, I'll put my mishkon among you, v'loy sigal nafshi eschem, and I will not despise you. It's a strange pasuk. The pasuk says, I'll put my mishkon among you. Why? Because obviously I love you. I want my mishkon to be with you. And then it says, and I won't despise you. Of course, if he's giving us the mishkon, Mordechai is not despising us. So, share the safe of the pasuk. Ksav Sefer says a beautiful pshat. But I'll first bring out the same idea from Chaim Volozhin on the first Mishnah in the sixth parak of Avos. It says there that the Rabbeinish, that somebody who learns Torah Lishma is called a Reya Ohov, a beloved friend. And Chaim Volozhin asks, what's this double Loshen, a beloved friend? We see a similar language in Shavuot Brachos, Sameach Tesamach, Reyim Ho'ahuvim. Beloved friends. What's that double Loshen? What's that double Loshen? Beloved friends. So Reb Chaim Volozhin explains. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Hoika raglecho mibeis reyecho. Keep a distance from your friend's house. Don't go there too often. Because if you go too often to your friend's house, in English the expression is familiarity. Continue. Breeds?
Contempt.
Familiarity breeds contempt. Too much. Don't. You can't text your friend every 5 minutes. You get on his nerves. You can't nudge him the whole time. So that's. So, don't go too often. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that is by a friend, Reyacha. If it's Reim or Ahuvim, a beloved friend, then the relationship is much stronger than that. Then it doesn't matter, you're allowed to spend as much time as you want together. So a chasen kala, a husband and wife, is Reim Ahuvim. Somebody learns Torah Lishma, he won't get fed up, bored of the Torah. It won't be too much of it. It's Reim Ahuvim with the Torah. I'll just add a little piece since we mentioned about the Shevrach before we get back to the Pasuk. If it says Reim Ahuvim, and we explained Ahuvim means beloved. That way there's no problem of getting on each other's nerves. So why is there Reim at all? Skip out the friend. Just say beloved. Why Reim? So I heard a pshat once. Imagine you've got the wife tells the husband, please, on your way home from work today, pick up my dress. We're going to the chasna tonight. I want to wear that dress at the chasna. So no problem. So he comes home from work, and just like many husbands, oh, I forgot. And she says, you forgot? I don't believe it. What am I going to wear at the wedding? I said, what do you mean, what are you going to wear? Look through your closet. You've got 300 dresses there. And she says, what do you mean? I've got nothing to wear. What am I going to do? So he says, like, big deal. What do you mean? You say big deal. It is a big deal. And then the tempo and the voices get louder and louder. And then the smoke coming out of her ears. And then he starts screaming back, one thing I ask you to do. And he says, so I forgot. A person can make a mistake every time I ask you to do something. Every time. When's the last time I forgot? And it's getting louder and louder in there. All of a sudden, then he says to her, just maybe you calm down a little bit. You calm down. No, you calm. I can't calm down. I'm so angry. The door rings. He goes to the door. He opens the door. Oh, Shlomi, how are you? Sorry, look, Shlomi's here. Oh, Shlomi, how are you? How's Chaya doing? And everybody all of a sudden is calm. What happened? They couldn't calm down a second ago. It's very simple. Because when you get very close with somebody, like Chas V'Shalom, it could happen. A Rebbe sometimes can get very upset at his class. He gets very familiar with them and he can lose it on his class. You probably never saw such a thing. But it can happen, such a thing, because he gets very familiar. But if it's strangers, there's a certain respect you have. You would never lose it in front of strangers. There you've got to keep calm. So there's a great mile in a relationship. See, with the Rebbe's relationship of Ahuvim, it's a beloved relationship. Yahamish, familiar. That's why you don't get sick of each other, hopefully. So that is why it's a great mile having Ahuvim. On the other hand, there's a mile of Reim as well. By Reim, by friendship, there's also a certain respect. A certain distance as well. You've got to have a balance of the two. So we wish your husband and wife should be the Ahuvim, but with the Reim. Have the milers of both. But getting back to the Pasuk. The Pasuk is saying over here, says the Ksav Sefer, Nosati Mishkoni B'Seichichem. I'll put my Mishkon among you. So Rabbi Yishlam is going to be living among us, day to day. So you'll think Rabbi Yishlam now is going to get fed up with us. Don't get too familiar. So the Pasuk continues and says, V'loi sigal nafshi eschem. I will not get despised by you. There's a Pasuk which you can ask, try and ask anybody over Shabbos to explain to you Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Perik Chavav, Pasuk Mem. V'hisvadu esavoinam. They'll confess their sins. V'esavoinam voisam on the sins of their fathers. V'malom asher mo'alubi. The averas they did against me. V'af and also asher holchu imi b'keri. They went against me with indifference. So what are they doing over here? It sounds like a beautiful tshuva. Forgive, they're going to confess their sins, their father's sins, and that they went with indifference. What does the next pasuk say? So what would you expect the next pasuk to say? And I forgive you. Next pasuk says, Af ani eilech imon bekeri. I'll go with them with indifference. I'll bring them to the land of their enemies. One second. They're doing tshuva over here. What's going on? Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. Ask anybody. Pasha Taich. So we'll go through a couple of different Pshatim. Tziporonus says Pshat, and I don't know where he got it from, but I'll tell you the Pshat he says. He says, Visvadu es avoinam, they'll confess their sins. Ktsasam, some of their sins. I don't know where he sees it in the Pasuk, but he says a Pshat to answer that Kasha, obviously. But the Kleyoka says two beautiful Pshatim. The Kleyoka says Pshat is that it says they will confess their sins, v'esvadu esavoinam v'esavoina voisam, b'malom asher mo'alabi, and the sins they did against me. The Pasuk should say not b'mo'alom, u'mo'alom, and the sins. What's b'mo'alom? What does it mean with them? So he says Pshat is that these people are going to be confessing their sins, but at the same time, they're doing averas. B'mo'alam, at the same time as they're doing the chatoim, they're confessing. What's called the moshel of toivel v'sheretz v'yodai. Doing tefillah while they're holding on to the sheretz. So over here, it doesn't help confessing a sin if you're still doing it at the same time. So that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive them. Because they're just confessing, not taking action, not stopping their averas. The second pshat, he says, is that when they're confessing their sins, they add a little bit to it. And this is something, as a Rebbe I have sometimes, is a bocher is doing something wrong, which I could probably deal with right now. And you say to the boy, why are you talking? And his reaction back is, somehow there's a whole shtickel Torah that's got nothing to do with him. Somehow it's the person next to him. And there's nothing that irks me more. Whenever you confront someone with their chet, it's always somebody else's fault. Sometimes it can get very complicated. It's a 10-minute speech. Why? It's that person's fault. But it's always somebody else's fault. And I try and explain to Talmidim that when you do something wrong, the first thing is be moida ala emes. There's nothing that calms a Rebbe down more is that Nosson HaNavi came to David HaMelech and it confronted him with his chet. David HaMelech said back, Chotosi, I sinned. As soon as he said that, Nosson HaNavi said to him, Gam Hashem, Heves Chatesecho. Hashem forgives you. At least be moida. Admit what you did wrong. That is the best thing you can do. And then you can start forgiveness. But as long as you're justifying yourself, there's no way you can get forgiveness for it. People are always trying to justify their actions. Very few people are willing to admit their faults. So the Pasuk says over here, V'isvadu esavoinom. They're going to confess their sins. Very nice. Stop there. But it wasn't just us. They continue. V'isavoina voisom. Don't just blame us, it's our fathers as well. They did chatoim. Maybe it was an environment that we grew up with. And the suffering we're having is not just because what we did, what our fathers did as well. Justifying their actions. You justify actions. You don't say chatosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive you. One more pshat from Rav Shimon Schwab. He explains the pasuk. They will confess their sins and the sins of their fathers. And the end of the pasuk says, the afan also, they're going to add to what they did wrong, asher holchu imi bekeri. They went with me with indifference. They're adding that as a PS at the end. We did averis, and another thing, let me add PS, we also acted with care with indifference. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, one second, you think that's a minor point? It's just a PS at the end? That is the yesod of all your chatoim, that you don't recognize that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel'olam. There's Ashkocha Pratis. And that you ignore the Ribbono Shel'olam in your daily life and think there's something called Mikra, there's chance. That is the biggest chet of all. So the fact that they use the Loshen, V'af Ashahochem Bekeri, there's this little extra thing. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the back, V'af Ani Eilech Imam Bekeri. I will also go back with them, Bekeri. I will also act indifferent with them until they recognize that I'm running the show over here. Good Shabbos. Hold it. Hold it.